Well, good morning and welcome to the results presentation for the first half year 2011. The information that has been handed out has been published according to the current rules of the stock exchange, with the legal warning on page 2 in the document. The presentation will be available in our company's webpage as of tomorrow, 1st of September, in the Investor Relations chapter. Together with me, we have the CEO of Fluidra, Mr. Eloy Planes, and the CFO, Mr. Xavier Tintoret, who will be making the presentation. Mr. Eloy Planes will start, and I give him the floor. Well, thank you, Corey. Good morning, and welcome to the presentation of results for the first half year. The results as of June, and you may see a summary of them on page 3, show a very positive evolution of the business in all of its figures. This evolution results from the combination of good results organically and the contribution made by Aqua Products and Aquatron, which contribute in a positive way at all levels of P&L accounts. The product diversification, the good evolution of the pools business unit, and the strong growth of international markets allows to show organically a growth rate of 7.3%, which, together with the contribution made by Aqua, places the cumulative growth at 11.6%. The sales growth is explained geographically by the acceleration of growth in most European markets, with growth rates between 5 and 15% in the main countries, and by the maintenance of the growth rate pace in the emerging markets between 15 and 20%. All of this compensates for the reduction by 4.8% of sales in Spain, which were affected by the strong growth during the second quarter 2010, plus 13.6%, in which there were different extraordinary factors involved. By business unit, the effort made by the company in terms of diversification gives significant growth in the quarter. Water treatment, 6.2%, irrigation, 29.7%, and fluid handling, 13.1%, keeping the same weight in the company's total sales that they had before the inclusion of Aqua. As you will see later, the pool division keeps a similar growth rate to the first quarter, with sales above 12%. In terms of the P&L account, the percentage improvement of expenses over sales allows to raise EBITDA up to 57.8 million euros, which implies a growth rate of 17%. The net result shows the same behavior and reaches 24.2 million euros. In spite of the business acceleration, we have kept a strong control over the working capital, which organically keeps growth rate similar to the sales. Doubtlessly, the improvement in the working capital of the acquired companies, the implementation of Fluidra Direct, a change in the distribution's logistic model, which I shall explain in the next slide, together with a new branch format, will imply improvements during the next years. The group's net financial debt is 221.9 million euros, reflecting 40 million euros that come from the Aqua operation, and it is well aligned with the debt level that had been estimated for 2011. Beyond these figures, which show the evolution of the company, I'd like to share with you, as we already did in the previous presentation, some of the actions we're carrying out. We've been working intensely from its acquisition in the integration of the Aqua Group. The integration is being carried out fast and under the parameters we had actually defined. Our feeling after these first few months is fully positive, and as of today, we see clearly that we will be able to generate the expected synergies for this year, and we're building up a very solid basis to attain the synergies in the next few years. I'd like to point out as well, as you shall see on page 4, one of the projects that's linked to the implementation of the new commercial branch model. It is Fluidra Direct, a system of direct customer delivery from our central warehouse in Girona without going through the commercial branch. This system allows the branch to concentrate its operations to serve professionals who actually come to fetch products in the branch itself, reducing at the same time the branch operational expenses and also its inventory level. The implementation of Fluidra Direct has been working for a few months in Spain, and we have already started this change in France and Portugal as well. Our idea is to extend it to the rest of Europe throughout 2012. Its implementation should improve our service level, reducing at the same time the needed stock level. Next, I'm going to give the floor to the CFO, Mr. Xavier Tintoret, so that he explains to you in detail the first half year's results. Thank you, Loi. So next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have obtained during the first half year 2011. You must remember that the group's consolidated results include the activity of Aqua Products and Aquatron as of March. In terms of valuing the impact of the acquisition over the business's organic evolution, we will give you the breakdown for the most significant lines of the financial statements. On page 5, we will start out by analyzing the evolution of the main lines of the P&L account. The sales growth reaches 11.6%, and it is the impact of the acquisition of the Aqua Products Aquatron Group of 430 basis points. The organic evolution of sales is still very positive, with growth rates during the second quarter standalone of 6.3%. In the next slide, we shall analyze the composition of this figure in greater detail. The gross margin drops 30 basis points compared to the previous year, reaching 48.5%, due to the impact of the price increase in raw materials that's not compensated by sales price increases, which weighs minus 50 basis points. The greater sale of products where we are not vertically integrated, which accounts for minus 50 basis points, compensated partially by Aqua, which brings for 50 basis points, and a greater absorption of production expenses with 20 basis points. Operational expenses before provisions and depreciation or amortizations reaches 124.3 million, improving the ratio over sales from 34% to 33.2%. The increase during the half year is of 8.9%, and it is explained by the inclusion of the Aqua Products Aquatron activity with 490 basis points, the investment for the expansion in emerging markets, and the support to the diversification of products in irrigation and fluid handling with 260 basis points, variable expenses associated to the sales increase, which account for 160 basis points, and increase of production, which account for 90 basis points. EBIT reflects, therefore, an improvement of 25%, evolving from 9.9% of sales up to 11.1% as a result of the gains in productivity and efficiency for the company. The net financial result is very much affected by the evolution of variations due to exchange rate differences, which accounts for 2.2 million in the difference. As a result, the net profit improves by 17.5%, reaching 24.2 million compared to 20.6 million in the previous year. On page number 6, we show the main figures for the different company divisions. All of the divisions show a positive evolution in their indicators. EBITDA of AAP reflects the impact of an increase in raw materials costs for the Asian plant that has not been able to be recovered yet through price increases. Remember that industry figures include Aqua Products and Aquatron. On page number 7, we show the sales evolution according to geographic market. The most important points in this slide are the following. Spain decreases by 4.8%, equal to 5.5% in organic terms. Remember that, as Aloy has said, we are comparing ourselves against an extraordinary second quarter in the previous year, which showed a growth rate of 30%. 13.6%. The causes of the reduction are explained by the drop in the sales of above-ground poles sold through large retailers and the carrying out of a significant project for industrial water treatment in 2010. The south of Europe shows excellent results with high growth rates in France, 18.5%, and good behaviors in most countries, except for Greece. The north and west of Europe show growth rates to double-digit growth rates thanks to a diversification effort supported by the good growth rates in the pool sector, highlighting Russia and Poland as the two markets with the greatest growth rates. Asia and Australia still show good growth rates in spite of the floods and the typhoon that affected Australia at the end of the campaign. The rest of the world grows by 56.6%, out of which 43.3 points are explained by the inclusion of Aqua products and Aquatron mainly in the States, and the 13.3% are due to organic growth. On page 8, we show the business evolution in the different group units. Pools reach a growth rate of almost 12%. And their organic evolution is equal to 5.3%. This is due basically, this is shown basically in residential pools, because public pools show a cumulative growth rate of 1.5%. Water treatment grows by 6.2% thanks to the behavior of the residential and private areas, which compensate for the worse behavior in its industrial side, which, as we have mentioned beforehand, is due to different implementation in time of different projects we had in the pipeline. Irrigation grows by almost 30% with a very good behavior in Europe, especially in France. And finally, fluid handling still shows the good behavior shown in previous quarters, growing above the double-digit figure. Both data show the good results of the work carried out to support the product diversification that the company has been developing during the past few quarters. On page number 9, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. These figures include the acquisition of Aqua Products and Aquatron Group. The net working capital reaches €255 million at the end of the second quarter with a growth rate of 14%. Out of this amount, €14 million belong to Aqua Products working capital, and the rest shows an evolution to the business evolution with a growth rate of 7.6%, supported by a good evolution in our stocks and customers balance. On page number 10, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. The quarter ends with a cash use of €26.9 million, above the previous year by €12 million, due to the greater investment in working capital because of a greater activity. Additionally, the company has paid €31.9 million for the first payment of the acquisition of the Aqua Products Aquatron Group. The net financial debt reaches €221.9 million for the financing of the Aqua Products Aquatron operation. Without that operation, the value would have been reduced to €182 million. The multiple of net financial debt over EBITDA during the last 12 months, and remember that the net financial debt includes the financing of Aqua Products, whereas the EBITDA of Aqua Products has only been included for 4 months, is below the previous year's at this date. All of this allows us to visualize that we will end the year below the 2.5 times net financial debt over EBITDA according to our policy. The company's balance sheet is shown on page 12. This balance sheet already reflects the final accounting of the acquisition of Aquatron. That's why the company's fixed assets go from $329 million to $383 million, including a goodwill equal to €33 million and other intangible assets equal to €30 million, in addition to net fixed assets equal to €8 million. You have greater information about this in the report sent to the Stock Exchange National Committee this morning. The company's balance sheet still shows a significant patrimonial solidity, especially after having carried out this acquisition. The company's total net financial debt is below the amount of net working capital, and additionally, 75% of the net financial debt is considered to be long-term, and its average maturity period is of 2.6 years. On page 12, we show the most important event during the second quarter, 2011. Loyal to our strategy of increasing the company's internationalization, we have opened two new branches. On the one hand, Fruidra Adriatic in Belgrade, Serbia, and on the other hand, our second branch in South Africa, located in Cape Town. At the end of the half year, the sales in Spain account for 23% of the company's total sales. Precisely in Spain, we opened a new commercial branch model in St. Boi, province of Barcelona, as we explained in the previous, in the last results communication. Right now we have three pilot centers that are working in Castellón, Alcalá and San Boi, and the first results are indeed very positive ones. I would also like to highlight the approval of the dividend by the General Shareholders Assembly, which implies going from 4 to 8 million euros, and it will be liquidated the next 7th of October. So without any further ado, I'm going to give back the floor to Mr. Eloy Planet, our CEO. Before ending and starting the Q&A session, I'd like to highlight some points as a summary. Fluidra's results this half year are really very good, and they result from the good behavior that the company has shown organically and the contribution made by the Aqua acquisition. Growth rates of 11.6% and 17% in sales and EBITDA, respectively. We're well aware that we must keep on working hard on developing our strategy based on internationalization, diversification, and improvement of our efficiency. The results and the actions that have been implemented during this first half year show that we're making headway with this strategy. We have grown strongly internationally, and we have kept the pace of opening up new countries. The business units for diversification and expansion of projects for wellness and water treatment show an excellent evolution. And projects that focus on efficiency improvements are very intense, and they are following a good implementation pace. Another key element is the integration of AquaProducts and Aquatron. As I've said during my introduction, the integration of AquaProducts and Aquatron is being carried out fast and under the parameters we had defined. Our feeling after these first few months is indeed very positive. And as of today, we clearly see that we will be able to generate the synergies expected for this year, and we are setting solid bases and foundations to attain synergies in the next years. Given these results, and although July has been affected by very bad weather throughout Europe, as of today, we are keeping our guidance for the end of the year. And without any further ado, we will now proceed to the Q&A session. So, let's start with the Q&A session. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
The Q&A session will begin now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. I repeat, press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you.
First question asked by Mr. Francisco Ruiz from Exam. Go ahead, sir. Yes, good morning. I have a few questions to ask. Could you tell us what the EBITDA ex Aqua during this quarter? You have mentioned it, but I couldn't make a note of it. Secondly, you have talked about the guidance for the end of the year. Could you tell us where you place it, including Aqua and without Aqua? And thirdly, with all of the things that are happening now worldwide, are you changing your growth plans via CapEx, or are you still actually keeping your expansion plans as they were? Thank you. Right. Thank you, Francisco, for your question. My name is Xavi Tintore. The EBITDA, the company's EBITDA, which is 57.8 with a growth rate of 17, excluding the Aqua effect, EBITDA would be 52.9 with a growth rate of 7.1%. Now, with regards to your second question, the company's guidance that we mentioned in the results conference in February. Basically, in terms of sales growth, we expected approximately a growth rate of 5% without Aqua, with high growth rates in emerging markets, moderate growth rates in Central Europe and in France, and Attenay in the south of Europe, Spain, Portugal, and Italy. And with the event, this may accelerate to seven with 630 million. The guidance for the EBITDA, located with our integration of Aqua at about 76 or 77 million euro. And the guidance in terms of debt, as I've mentioned during my presentation, we place it at the year's end below 2.5 times EBITDA. And with regards to your third question, with regards to the potential, the new way we may manage the CapEx in our expansion plans, as you can see with the results during the second half year, we are always cautious with regards to our CapEx management. And as the main indicator, we have debt evolution. With that, we're always very cautious, and we analyze all possibilities of expansion. We keep on doing it because, as you have seen during this quarter, we have opened up two new branches, but with all due cautiousness. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Mr. Manuel Cortés from BBVA. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Two questions for you. The first one is, with regards to your capacity to increase prices, I'd like to know if you have decided to increase prices in the next quarters, or whether you believe that the current market conditions do not allow you to have any price increase. And my second question is that, well, given that in market terms, June and July have shown quite a lot of upheavals, well, could you tell us whether you have noticed a deceleration or a decrease in the growth rate pace during the months of July and August? Thank you, Manuel, for your two questions. With regards to the first one, our capacity to increase prices, we actually carried out our first price increase at the beginning of the year, of the financial year, according to our calculations in terms of the evolution of raw material prices. And given the acceleration that occurred during the first half year, especially in April and May, we actually had a second selective price increase, which actually reached the market in July. And now we believe that we're well positioned, and this will allow us to recover part of this price increase. And from now on, we do not expect to having to carry out any additional price increases. Now, with regards to your second question, with regards to the sales evolution during the months of July and August, well, Eloy has already mentioned in his presentation, at the end of his presentation, that July has been negatively affected by the bad weather, especially in Europe. Now, the data we have about the first days in August change this trend, the trend shown in July, and we believe that the valuation should be made at the end of the summer campaign, which will be carried out at the end of September, at the end of the third quarter. Next question, please. We would like to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want to ask a question, you need to push 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The next question will be asked by Mr. Miguel Medina from JB Capital.
Hello, good morning. Four questions, and they are all very short ones. The first one, I link it up to the previous one. This price increase recovers the negative effect that the raw materials evolution has had during the first half year of the year. The second one will be about the logistic change. I reckon that the development of the logistics change in Spain once it has been implemented 100%, has there been any problems, or has it evolved according to what was expected? And could you give us an idea about the savings that this has represented in your logistics system in Spain? And the two last questions are two accounting issues. The first one is, I'd like to know if the changes that have been announced in company tax have had a negative effect for Fluidra's cash flow in the next 2 to 3 years. And my fourth question is whether the net debt calculation you give us for the end of 2012 includes the contingent payment for Aqua Products. Right. Thank you, Miguel, for your questions. You're right. With regards to the price increase that we implemented during the second quarter basically wanted to cover a price increase due to the price increase commodity, the commodity price increase during the second quarter. Now, with regards to the valuation of the logistics market in Spain, it's a very positive valuation we have carried out according to what was planned, based on a progressive introduction. It has not been introduced 100% yet in the Spanish market, but we are making headway according to what was planned without any unexpected events. And the indicators we have at hand, both in terms of cost reduction and in terms of customer service improvement, are indeed very positive and well aligned with what we had budgeted. Now, as a company policy, we do not give these detailed figures. These figures, or these programs, basically what they want is to give support to the company's productivity according to what we have mentioned during our results conference calls. And as you can see in our guidance, there is a productivity gain compared to last year's EBITDA of approximately 0.5 and 1% over sales price, over sales, the sales figure. These programs are the ones that give us, that allow us to obtain these results. Now, with regards to your third question about the goodwill and the tax change, basically, the impact this has had on the company's account is a very small-sized one. We haven't made a final calculation yet, but the order of magnitude will be between 50 and 100,000 euro. And your last question, sorry, I can't recall, what was the last question? Yes, whether the net debt included the contingent payment or not. No, the calculations we always share are always the net financial debt, and they do not include any contingent payment that do not include a bank component or a financial cost. Next question, please. There are no further questions. So, the results presentation is officially closed. Thank you.